The DOT is planning to open bids in the fall and begin construction on the $24 million Skyway rehabilitation project by the winter. But Congressman Brian Higgins says instead of prolonging the life of the span for 20 years, Albany should replace it like they're doing with other old bridges.
Throughout the state of New York, you're replacing two major bridges in New York City at a cost of $5 to $7 billion, with a B. You're removing two elevated sections of highway in Syracuse and Rochester at a cost of $500 million.
Higgins points out that engineers have labeled the Skyway, quote, structurally deficient, functionally obsolete, and fracture critical, which he says adds up to the same conclusion: the bridge needs to be replaced with something newer, safer, and more efficient.
A shorter span lift bridge is a viable option. Tunneling is a viable option. The fact of the matter is, you know, the Skyway is almost 70 years old.
The South Buffalo Democrat says replacing it would mean about $150 million of construction trade jobs and jobs in the design and material supply industries. He says Buffalo is deserving of the same consideration as Syracuse, Rochester, and New York City. The DOT will provide more details about the Skyway project Tuesday afternoon in the Gateway Building in Blaisdell. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.